Blog Talk Radio.
Unleash the freshness.
Beating up, I'm from the deck. Try to disrespect DGP and watch the bottle start flying from the
Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome to America. This is a product of WBNN, and this is Truth Earl by your true friend, Will of God. And we are on air right now, dialing in from Lagos, Nigeria. So you might want to call in this number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to join the conversation because we going live tonight. And this is brought to you by the Gozy Time Multimedia. Yeah, things done change, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm about to change the game. I ain't going to be physical, but I'm dancing up going to be mental. I need y'all to understand one thing about this topic. Y'all going to go through some trials and tribulations, but I just want to know with this topic, hey, tell me something. What kind of person are you? And what do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies? Now, the reason why I said that, I just came up with it. I don't know why I do this. And remember, people, this show is spontaneous. So everything I do, I don't know what I'm going to do. Everything I hear, I don't even have a clue what it's going to sound like. The best part about it is I just trust God. Now, there's some people that were supposed to be calling in. Ooh, some tragedies came through. Now, you know, prayers for y'all. God darn, I know. But have y'all ever felt a sense or something just seemed to be, like, following you? Like, and you're like, what the hell? But then God always show up, but you know it ain't right. It felt like something evil because everything just don't seem right. But then you always see that light, something you like, you know what, that's God. But yeah, I went through that today. I went through that yesterday. I went through that the day before yesterday. I've been doing it and seeing it every week, the different evils. Now, remember, people, there's fallen angels out there, there's demons out there, and people don't even believe that exists. Ain't that funny? But imagine when it comes because of the fact that you are a type of individual who loves to just feel great energy. You love to just laugh at things. You love to just be like, yo, God is so good. You want to just trust everybody like I do. I trust everybody. I will trust you until you try to play me, burn me, or whatever. Then I'm allowed to do absolutely anything I want to you. You got to really understand that, people. When you got people in your life or coming into your life or just around your life, and you give them you, and they choose to either say or do things that's really inappropriate to you because they feel like doing it, they want to either treat you like a piece of dookie or a nut or, you know, whatever. And you're like, wait a minute, what? Because they might feel as though it might make them feel good. They might do it because somebody told them to. So tonight, I want y'all to just speak and spell. This is an open forum, so don't worry about nothing. Try not to curse because there's a lot of kids that's going to be listening. Because I want them to learn a conversation tonight, too. And oh, yeah, we going deep tonight. Why not? See, there's a lot of stuff that we got to do to make ourselves better. But the problem is, what is the truth? Can you figure out the lies? If you was you, why does you have to be me or somebody else trying to tell you what to do because they want you to be them. Why can't you be yourself, evolve, become better than yourself, and then everybody else can follow you? But some people don't want you to do that. They'd rather you be a follower of them instead of being a leader. Now, if you don't want to be a leader, I can understand that. But when all the leaders are gone and you have all this valuable information, would you rather follow a fool when you know better? Or would you rather lead? So I'm just going in on y'all because think about the knowledge that's going to come. Because I'm going to give you my part of a situation of life. But what in the world are you? What kind of person are you as of now? If you listen to this conversation, it's 2022, February 11th. You made it. A lot of people didn't even make it through. Yo, what's up, dog? And you made it. Now, to the people that's listening to this show in the future, hey, it might be 2023, it might be 20. I don't know. You made it. But use this conversation and these thoughts as an avenue to make you become more successful. Don't be ignorant. Don't do dumb things. Try to be more positive than negative because the energy is just out here. The developments are being created. There's things that still can't be done because some things out here, evil things, don't want you to get it done. You got to look at sometimes you're going to work in the morning. You're like, how am I going to work? You got up early and let you know you're still at work late. How in the world? So then you say, all right, I'm going to do something better. I'm going to go to work earlier. You go to work, you're like, what the freak? Things try to take you off your mark. So what I've been doing to try to help myself is laugh at certain things that happen to me in my life. And when I told my homies from when I was going to military school at Valley Forge Military Academy way back in the day, you know, 3 years in that joint, but I said if I can't make it in the world, my last resort is to go into the military. Now, I ain't going to diss the military, but I know once you get in there, you ain't nothing but a number. If you have to go against your family, there's no excuses. You either do it or go to a military jail. Or get kicked out and don't get nothing. All that work you did, all them years you did, what the freak. But you got to understand, a military life is totally different than a civilian life. And I think I need to turn myself back into a military thinking man. Because we about to go to war. And there's a spiritual war out here. I need y'all to dial that number. 516-453-9133. This is just the beginning of the show. Wait until you get to the end. But before we have fun with the end, here's something to flow with before we go to the next track, because I just got to think about something. And I was watching the Olympics. I didn't really watch it like that, but I just happened to catch on one of the commercials that they put on or one of the interviews that, you know, the news did. And I was like, wait a minute, damn. And I remember how China moved a long time ago when the pandemic hit. I said, when the pandemic hit, I said, wait a minute, how are these daggone people? They got billions of people over here. They got billions of people in China. And when I watched a while ago, before I saw what I saw a couple of days ago, I said, man, they got masks on. And they were so quiet. They got on the train. They just got on the train and sat. They didn't move. They just said, got off the train. Like robots. So when I looked, I was like, damn, that's a fast, beautiful train. And I'm looking at the technology. I'm like, wow. Okay, look at what the hell. What? So I came up with this conclusion. And I thought about it. Control. See, control keeps things in check. And if you look at the Olympics in the city of China, I forgot the name of the place that they're doing that, this year, 2022, imagine if they had less control and certain people started to act a fool. They started robbing, fighting, and cursing out people or guests. Now, you ain't going to see that, because I guarantee you, if people was running around robbing people like they're doing right now, you know, they're getting so ignorant because some people don't understand. Sometimes you put stuff on the news and kids or people, they want to do copycats. Like, wow, wait a minute. If they ran in there and busted the glass and took all the jewelry, man, I know the corner store down the street, man. That's easy. Let me try it. And then he's looking at the cops, and they're like, hey, man, these crazy kids got bigger guns than us. But then you start seeing people doing drive-by, trying to take people's cars. Now people getting their Cadillac converters stolen. What in the world? And you're like, how did people get shot and killed? Who are you today, y'all? What the freak is going on out here? So think about this topic. Press 1 to get on the air. Dial that damn number, 516-453-9133. The topic is, I say again, because I forgot, and the wind is blowing in Philly, y'all. I ain't going to lie to you. It's coming. I said, what do you really want to... No, what kind of person are you? And where do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies. Do not allow nobody to lie on you, especially if you know the truth. Because if you lie, if you let a lie become another lie, now you got to try to answer with the truth. Or can you dominate this world with your truth to destroy their lies? Hey, oh. Give him a drink.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo! Back again.
That's right.
Luda.
Feel it.
Gets meaner and meaner each time, baby. Feeling real good, too.
Holla at him.
What up, Uncle Faith?
Yeah.
I'm a bull in this industry, man. Some would rather run down and get one cow.
Nah.
I think I'd rather walk down and get them all. You know what I'm talking about, right? I'm never going nowhere, so don't try me. My music sticks in fans' veins like an ivy. Flows poison like ivy. Oh, they grimy. Already offers on my sixth album for labels trying to sign me. Respected highly. Hi, Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well. Kiss the plaintiff and the wifey. Drove through the window, the industry supersized me. Now the girls see me in the rivers, what they cry me. I'm on the rise, so many people despise me. Got party ammunition for those trying to surprise me. It's a celebration and everyone should invite me. Roll with the crew or meet the bottom of our Nikes. Explorer like Dora, these swipers can't wipe me. My whole aura's so mean in my white tee. Nobody light-skinned is reppin' harder than Ice-T. You disagree, take the Tyson approach and fight me.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Woo! Rappers swearing their own cup.
Uh-uh.
But I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right, man.
Scheme, scheme, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Woo!
Hey, keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man? Indeed, Ludacris, I'm hotter than Nevada. Ready to break the steering column on your Impala. If I get caught, bail out Popo, I tell him holla. In court, I never show up like Austin Powers, Faja. Father, father, and hey, I love gold. But can buy anything I want from the records I've sold. Jacuzzi hot, Cristal is so cold. Neighbors catch contact from the blunts that I've rolled. A pig and a flake and a smoke and a pancake. Drop albums non-stop once a year for my fans' sake. I crush mics until my hand breaks. Then shag now and shag later till these women can't stand straight. The Ludermeister got them feeling so randy. I'm double XL, so I call them my eye candy. Brush my shoulder and I pop my collar, cause I'm worth a million gazillion for $1 billion.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Woo. Rappers swearing they own cup.
Uh-uh.
But I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right, man.
Team, team, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Woo.
Hey, keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Causing lyrical disasters. It's a master. Make music for many me's, models, and fat asses. These women trying to get me out my pelly pelly. They strip off my clothes and tell me, get in my belly. Stay on the track, hit the ground running like Flojo. Sit back in time and I never lost my mojo. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ludacris sent down to take over the whole world.
Hey, what's up, people? All right, hey, welcome to Truth Tell by your true friend, Will of God. Today's February 11th, 2022. Wow-wee. Yo, y'all, we're going to do something really original today. Remember, my show's always spontaneous, and I always got guests. I'm waiting for my special guest, but I already got one in the building. And, you know what I mean? I'm going to get some more. But I know I got to call in the queue, but caller, hold up for one more second. Let me do something. I got my homie in the building, and I got to announce him just the way he is. He only got a little bit of time, so I don't know how much time he got, but psh, why not? Basically, what I'm going to tell y'all is, and anybody who's listening who just joined the show, the topic tonight is, what kind of person are you, and what do you really want to be in 2022, your truth or their lies? So, since y'all just, like, ecstatic right now, had no clue what the hell I'm talking about, dial that number 516-453-9133, press 1 to get on the air. But before I say anything else, let me welcome you and introduce you to the two-time former heavyweight champion of the world, Carrollton Witherspoon. Hey, Tim, man, what's up, cat?
Hello. Hello, you hear me?
Yo, I hear you. I can clearly hear. You know what? I can hear clearly now.
The
rain is gone.
Is it going to fall? Is it going to fall?
You know what? It probably fall down, go boom. Splash down time. They thought we getting wet. And it's something. I forgot the damn song. But yo, man, how you been, man?
I've been all right. Just trying to, you know, the kids is very important, so I've been focusing on them, trying to keep my energy and keep me healthy so I can take care of them so they can make the future better for the rest of the, you know, for the great-grands and, you know, just be active in that area. I'm serious. That's what I've been doing.
Yo, I'm sorry I missed. I know you invited me. You gave me an invite to that last fight and everything. I messed up because I forgot about everything. Yo, man, you did that celebrity fight. I know you did that celebrity fighting, Joe. Anytime you do anything else. Just...
That wasn't that long ago. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I messed up. I always mess up. I forget.
Yeah.
I got a lot of, you know, I'm getting older now. You know, I got arthritis in my, I got 12 meniscus in my knee. So now I just said I got bad arthritis.
Say that again.
I got torn meniscus in my right knee. Okay. Now I got bad. I got bad arthritis in the last car accident.
Yeah.
But now that I know what arthritis means, because Arthur ain't no joke. Before I used to look at old people like, look at them. Now I'm like, ah. You know, sometimes you go up and stuff, you're like, ah. You got that. You don't even sound like a man. No more. You're like, ah. You, listen, I don't want to say it no more. But listen, right? I got these callers in the queue, and I just want to know before we bring the people on, what kind of person, right, are you? And what do you really want to be in 2022? You're true for their lives. Cause I know you've been through a lot. You've seen people who lie in your face, and you like, man, the truth is, I'll knock you the hell out. But you don't do it because you stay humble. But what have you noticed, even in 2022, man, what you got for them?
Well, you know, there's a lot of other people that had worse than me, and I know it because, you know, I trained and I did that, I become champ and all that. So I'm not gonna, that's the way it is. In other words, that's the way it is. You know, I ain't trying to, I'm okay. I care about people. I like people, what kind of person I am. I want to see things get better. And I'm sure there's a lot of people like that. They want to see things get better, see the opportunities open up, you know. And this is what – there's a lot of people like that, you know, thinking like that. That's what I want to do, you know. So I'm not on no violent tip, but I can't protect myself. But it's like a wise up thing. Come on, let's wise up and let's try to do – we can't tell other people that's controlling a lot of things what to do. They don't forget about us. They, you know, if you understand what I'm saying, they doing a lot of other stuff. So it's time for us to try to, you know what I mean? It's time for us to try to do something. Time is ticking. You said you're older now, right?
Yeah.
Me too.
I gotta admit, if I knew the stuff that I knew back in, the stuff that I know now, that I knew back in the day when I was a kid, and all the money that I blew, and all the women let me say y'all a number two, because I'm going to talk about the women too, because they might get mad and say, I'm going to see you with the Pikachu and buck, 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 bang. You. Then I ain't going to do that. But anyway, all the knowledge I know now, I'll be able to speak and spell 700 times. But I'm going to just say one more thing, because I got to go and let these people go. I want you to go too fast, because I know people want to maybe say hi to you. First of all, let me give Brother O a chance, because you might leave before he speak. Hey, you want to say something to the chant and before bringing the first caller so they can say what they're going to say, that they might be able to say something to the chant? I don't know.
Well, first of all, I never, the night that you fought Larry Holmes, and we went for you, me and my mother, and, you know, being from Philadelphia.
Cool.
And, man, you know, that was a disappointing night. You know, Larry Holmes from Easton and all that, but, you know, I want to thank you for that night, Tim. You know what I mean? You know, back
thank
in 1982,
you.
Man.
Thanks for the support.
You know, it's a,
you know,
yeah, I love you, man.
You know, I love you, too. But you know what happened? I had talked to him. I was at an event with him a month and something ago. And we was at an event, me, Ray Mercer, him, and those wrestlers. We were signing autographs upstate. So I said, you know what? I might as well let me go over there and say I apologize. Because we was going back and forth. And then one time he talked to me before we talked, but we never really. So I went over to him. We was in a group. And I went over to him and said, yo, champ, I apologize for all that past stuff. That was just still a little look at your eye thing, you know, like you know there's something there. And there was something lingering on between, you know, me and him. So I went over and you know what? I'm 63. I was 63 then, now I'm 64. I went over there, I said, yo, champ, his wife was sitting there, his security, everything, you know, they had rumbles when we was fighting this guy that had been with him for a long time. I said, yo, champ, I really think you were a really good champ, and you had hard fights. You really a good champ, man. And I apologize if we had these misunderstandings. And people in the autograph signing joint was like, wow, that's cool. But I wanted to do that anyway to get that positive thing from other people. So it's over. I went and told his wife liked it. And then so did his security. They said, oh, cool, because I've seen him several different times before that. I said, you know, let me get it off. But he didn't really say nothing to me, but I just said it to him. And a lot of people said, man, I think that was a good step, Tim. Get it out
well,
the way.
Well, we respect,
you know?
respect, respect between champions, man. You know, you held that WBC belt, man, and that means a lot. World Boxing Council. Liberator and his callers is dying to talk to you right now. Call number one. You're live right now with Will of God and Too Thorough right here on these. Oops. WB and Stages.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey. We hear you real good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Jerry Petito.
Welcome to
Too
Thorough. Who you
this
what?
This is Jerry Petito.
What you say? I say.
This is Jerry.
I got to take my phone off of speaker. Hey, Tim, right? I do something, right, because Jerry Petito, who she is, and I just created something that I just do being a fool that I got to
be
sometimes.
I'm going to be like 5 more minutes, and then I'm going to hang up, okay?
All right, this is what I do when I see when I hear Jerry Petito, I just scream her name. I say, Jerry Petito! But I can't do it too much because people get mad. Hey, what's up, girl? How you living?
Okay.
Matter of fact, what's
Will
the
God,
damn
I love
topic?
You. Hold on. I have to talk to Tim first. Are you kidding me? Hi,
no,
Tim.
You might as well get that bull. Everybody get Tim.
I didn't do that. Like
no, that's
Tim.
A new song. We're going to make a new song called Everybody Get Tim.
Let me talk.
Go ahead, baby.
Hi. Tim, hi. I'm Jerry Petito,
and
I've already interviewed a few different boxers, Frank Stallone for fun, but Chuck Wepner I
interviewed. Okay, both of them. I know both of them.
Yep. I need to interview you.
Okay.
We have to get hooked up. So, Will of God, you have to hook me up with this guy, okay?
My email is timwitherspoon@hotmail.com. timwitherspoon@hotmail.com.
Hey, Tim, can I text you your number so I can make it more, you know, personal?
Yeah, go ahead. No, it's cool. Because and she talking about Sylvester Stallone, I'm the real in real life, and she probably know it, in real life, that's a story about me also because just like in fiction where he went down to Italian Market, I did too with my mom. Every weekend we used to go to the Italian Market and we went the steps and then here it is, I'm winding up 2-time heavyweight champ from South Philly just like him. So I got some people that might try to put some things together and see what they can get out of it. But he should have been using me in his movies. I'm the real 2-time.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I'm the real 2-time, and I was born in South Philly. My mom used to take me to the Chatty Market. We used to stay there for hours, you know, then come back home. And then I used to run the Rocky Stealth. We used to go there. The real Sylvester, the real Rocky is really from South Philly, and he's black. He's a black man.
This is cool.
Really, but I was a better fighter.
Pleasure,
me and him
pleasure,
cool. I walked the red carpet with him.
To you.
Huh? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, what a pleasure talking to you. Yes, we will hook up. Thank you,
now,
thank
Jerry,
you for that. Now,
Jerry, first of all, I need that topic out of you, lady.
Oh,
what kind of person? And Tim, don't go because you got one more call and probably two more calls. I just want to say hi to you. Just try to give them some love real quick if you can.
Okay.
Well,
you know
what? I'm
but,
sorry.
You know, man, I'm glad you know you love, man, people. But look, what kind of person are you, and where do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies? Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, okay, so we've had this conversation many times, and, you know, you brought up the mask, you brought up China, and you know I was there in the 80s when the wall was still up, and all that, everybody walking around with these masks, and I was in Russia when it was still communist, and I will never forget everything that I saw at guns pointed at me in both countries. And I will never forget all that. That was nothing but control. And that's what they're doing to us. The masks got to go. So that's first and foremost. So what I would like to see is, because I, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in God and Jesus. And the end times, I believe, is near. To God, it could be another 1,000 years. But to me, it seems like it's close. So what I would like for 2022 is everybody to stop the nonsense, stop believing the lies, stop listening to what they're doing. They're only trying to control us, guys, okay? And we have to get our control back first and foremost.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go,
yo,
baby.
I love,
love you.
Go ahead.
I love you.
No, wait. Before you go, hey, tell everybody who Jerry is. And Jerry, you got to tell them how they can follow you. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, Tim, you know, you're talking to a legend right here in that radio history, alternative radio. She is the 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining. And most importantly,
whoa,
the 2021
okay
Lifetime Achiever for
okay
the Fame Hall, and also the 2019 Anna Waddell Award winner for this network, WBNN, host of the year,
wow, that's cool,
the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito.
That's cool.
Thank you.
That's cool. Yep.
Thank you.
Well, WMOT Records and Fat Larry, Butterball. My first manager, Mark Stewart, he was affiliated. He was like involved with music too, and we all stayed in the building down on 12th and Spruce. The Boxers, Bernard Hopkins, Uncle Artie McLeod, Greg, my brother Anthony, and we stayed down there with Brandy Wells, Fat Larry's band, and a couple of other artists right there on 12th and Spruce. That, you know, we used to see Butterball all the time. We're on the same, and Mimi Brown, they should go to the events and talk to her, you know, the DSS crew, so the WDAS crew, you know, so I just had a little bit of experience hanging around them. You know those guys, right? You know those names, right?
Of course. I have bronchitis. I'm sorry, my voice is a mess.
Oh, you'll be all right. Just hang in there,
I'll be all right. I'll be all right, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I had a little experience just hanging out with, you know, new in the boxing in my career, and I was just, you know, going to some of their work, their trainings, and it was really cool. Butterball, talking to him and stuff, and getting to know a lot of people from the WDS. Georgie Woods, you know, and that was really cool.
So I can't wait. I cannot wait. We're gonna connect, and my Petito cousins are gonna go crazy. The guys.
So you Italian?
Gonna go crazy. Heck yeah.
You
baby.
Italian?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm from South Philly.
I was originally from Long Island City, New York, and now I'm from Jersey.
Oh, okay. I'm scared of you. I'm scared. Hold up.
No, honey. Nothing scared.
Yo, we got this phone. You call me out of nowhere. Now I got this phone where I got to meet the Don or somebody. No, everybody think that everybody's connected, and I've been around Italian people all my life, and it's not true. It's not true. Not everybody's connected, but they do know they're connected, though.
Listen,
they
we know
a
guy. We all know a guy, but don't worry about it. My guys are good guys.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, I don't know about that, man. I'm in trouble now. Answer the phone. Now
no,
I'm on
honey,
a radio show.
No, it's going to it's going to be amazing. I'm so honored to be talking to you, Tim. Thank you, sweetheart. And Will of God,
no,
I love you, baby.
Thank you, no.
I love you, Will.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always
Check my YouTube channel out, okay, Tim Witherspoon Boxing. Check. You seen it already?
No, I didn't. I've been sick all month, really. So I just saw he was interviewing you, and I said, I got to call in with or without the sore throat.
Well, my YouTube channel, I got a marketing director. He's building it up, and we be doing videos like all week. We trying to reach a goal so we can start, you know, accumulating money and to let people be aware of the sports, you know, boxing and skills and stuff like that where they lack in the day. So that's what we're doing now. So I go do videos all this week, and I found out that in YouTube you can make money. I didn't know that.
Cool.
Build your profile and keep doing it, and people likes and subscribe, and they start paying you. I didn't know that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you get a marketing director or somebody
gonna,
and they get that thing?
I'm going to let you guys get back together because we just took over
Will's
show.
Yeah, okay. Keep in touch with me. Keep in touch.
I
got to
go there for a second.
We have to do, okay?
You know what I mean? What's funny with Tim just said, and something that we've been trying to do at Orny Dynasty forever, and trying to have the host understand this, that's the way you can make residual. You know what I mean? But no one listens to me, though. No, they don't listen. But it's okay. You know what I mean? No one listens, and it's going to be okay. It is what it is. But, however, we got to, you know, do better. And I appreciate what Tim just said. So all of you guys, your hosts, you know, WBNN, you can make money if you want to make money. Thank you so much, Jerry Petito.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
I guess. Can you wait for this track to play? Because Brother O want to play a track, and I know I got a call in the
queue. You can play, but I got my grandkids. I just started babysitting my grandkids, and they come at 10 o'clock. Their mom worked on the medical world, and she works overnight. My daughter, Mecca, Mimi, I call her, and I've been watching them for the last 4 days from 10 to like 7 in the morning. They come in here, they go to sleep, then she pick them up, take them to school, and then she bring them back until she get her business straightened out. So she should be here within the next 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
All right, we're going
to see our kids. I got 3 kids. I got 2 sons. I got 14 grands, but my daughter Mimi, I got 3 kids. She got 3 kids. That's Nathan, Tata, Natalia, and Nolan.
Give them my shout out. Give them come DJ Chill, aka BKA, better known as Will of God, gave him a shout out. The same boy that be on 94.1 WIP, Andrew Cataldi Show. We're gonna play this track real quick because I don't know what it's gonna be, and hope to God you'll stay there so everybody else can speak. Everybody, dial the number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air. I love you for being here, man, but don't go yet.
I gotta go.
DJ Olasky, smack him.
My chick bad, my chick good, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick good, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good.
I'm saying my chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop, her body won't quit. So full pipe down, you ain't talking about me. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad.
Now your girl might be sick, but my girl sicker. She rides that, by that, and she handles her liquor. I'll knock him out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade, Macy. I fill her up, balloon. Test her and gun get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad, the whole crew wanna.
My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good. My chick bad, better than good.
Now Willie's is this one to try and be my bestie. But I take a left and leave them hanging like a trash towel. So I'm down, I put them in a hefty. Running down the board, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th. Guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam, purple lamb bam. Damn, you been a man.
Don't get scared now.
My chick do stuff disturbing that your chick wish you could. My chick bad.
What?
My chick hood.
What?
My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could.
Let's go.
My chick bad. Baby, baby, deep girl.
When we all alone,
I might chip a trip one.
Flies down the pole
like a certified hipper.
When we all alone,
I might just tip one.
Flies down the pole
like a certified hipper.
When we all alone,
I might just tip one.
She flies down the pole
like a
certified hipper. Comment and subscribe.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome to Two Thug by your two fam, Will of God, and my gosh, we killing the game, y'all. Oh my God, we had that former heavyweight champion of the world, terrible Tim Witherspoon, in the building. He had to make some powerful moves. You know, you heard what's going on. But I do know we have another caller in the queue, and I know I'm coming from Philly, so you already know who I'ma do. My name, Will of God, alias DJ Chill, and I got a whole bunch of people in my spill, but I don't want to tell you that for real because y'all don't know me like that yet. Some of y'all be looking at me like I'm a suspect. Well, goddamn it, you better bitch believe I don't want to be a criminal because I'll tell you out the frame and don't give you a name. Imagine that. Ooh-wee. But the topic tonight, right, because I don't want to be saying nothing wrong. What kind of person are you? And where do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies? See, I'm already going to give y'all the truth, which is I'm going to be better than what I was. And what I was back in the day, number one DJ, and I'm doing other things too y'all know about, but I should tell y'all later. Y'all catch on. But I got to get all these callers on. So if y'all want to talk to me tonight, and want to have some fun tonight or get some knowledge tonight, let's be like Sprite, man, because Coke is it sometimes. I don't tell you, don't lie. Shoot, it's the Pepsi generation. They keep telling me now. Seven Up, I don't even like that. But you got 7-Elevens all over the place. What the hell you going to do if you was up? Never mind. Forget that one. Yo, welcome. We got another caller. Hey, what's up, yo? Welcome to Two Tell. Who am I speaking to now?
Hello, DJ Chill. How you doing? You really illin', Will of God. But anyway, this is your favorite girl. You know who it is?
Now, yeah, your voice, because every time I say you black, you be like, nah, I ain't black. Matter of fact, hey, Agent Chill, you black?
No.
What are you?
I'm not black.
What are you?
I identify with black people, but
what are
unfortunately,
you?
I am Colombian, French, Indian, also a little bit of Cuban and Barbadian. But anyway, I'm a whole lot of stuff all wrapped up in one.
You got a lot going
and
on.
That makes
you
unique one.
You know, it's so ignorant.
Anyway, how you doing,
you say, oh, he just left. He had to go deal with the babies. You know what he just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tried to get y'all on before the track, but the track had to come first before y'all because I didn't know there was nobody ready to flow. So it is what it is. We wanted to just keep on going. Let him hear the show after the show. So anybody want to talk to him after the show, when I play the show and give it to him so he can hear the show, then you can say, hey, what's up, man? But, you know, the fact
that
you got...
That was the same thing that was on when we were on Sound City and we were going there for like 5 hours.
Yes, that's the
was
same...
Was that thing?
That's the same Tim Witherspoon. I'm telling you, that's my homie.
Okay.
Nate Miller, my homie. I got the other five Tammy. I got so many. I'm already. I got so many people. I don't know. I got so many people in my daggone phone. I got over 4,000 numbers in my phone. My problem is I don't even call. I don't even call Kumo D. I got him on my phone. But I don't want to say nothing because it's not about me. It's about y'all. It's about you. It's about everybody else who want to do something too. The topic is, what kind of person are you?
Well, what kind of person
and
am
what,
I? Well,
what,
let me
look,
see.
I forgot my damn topic, man, talking to you. God darn it. Because, you know, I know you from Sound City Radio because you was one of my former hosts. Now you over here doing it, but, you know, that's whatever. But I'm just saying, I know you is because we do stuff with mic tests, too. People don't know you a singer
that's
for
right.
real. They don't get that. But the topic is, what kind of
Wait,
person
did you just say I'm sick?
And
he said,
what do you
really
want?
I'm not sticking in, you know. Okay.
He said, what do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies? Because you know they keep on lying to us. And I know you got a lot of information.
Oh, yeah.
So speak to me and never hold your peace.
I never do. Well, I do hold my peace because I let the Lord fight my battles. But anyway, you know I'm the type of person that will always speak my mind. I don't bite my tongue for anybody. I am aggressive. I am also patient. And I am dedicated to whatever it is that I'm doing. So that's the type of person I am. And I believe in the truth and nothing but the truth. I hate liars. Let's see, what else? As far as truth, I like to expose lies to bring about truth. And that's why I do these wrongful conviction podcasts and have wrongful convictions on News Forum on Sunday nights right here on WBNN every Sunday night at 9:30 to expose the lies and the corruption that's in this country, you know, that we call America. And, you know, the lies that they've told us from the beginning, especially in that Star Spangled Banner song, that national anthem. That national anthem is nothing but lies, because this is not the land of the free or the home of the brave. It's not. It's, nobody's really free. You know, we're free to a certain degree and a certain extent, but nothing's free in America. They try to muzzle us, and they try to, you know, imprison blacks and browns left and right, and it's nothing free here. We're not free. They lied to us about, of course, the coronavirus and the vaccine. They lied to us about that vaccine. And, you know, they constantly lie to us. The government here, they're just horrible. They're sick. They're demented because they want to control everything, even with taxation. They're crooks. The IRS is a crook. You know, where did they come from? I mean, who created the IRS? They created themselves, and they're crooks. And now they're a government agency, the federal government. Now, that's crooked, you know. So they tax us from our paychecks. They tax us on our homes that we pay for. We got to pay property taxes and real estate taxes and all that stuff, school taxes, and all that. That's crooked. That is wicked. And it's not right. There should not be any taxes here at all. Yet we're paying for top salaries and we pay for all kinds of other salaries. And these people making more money, like the safers, like the politicians and all that stuff. People that we pay salaries. And they're making way more than other people, than the average person. But it's our tax money that's putting all of these salaries for these different people. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all. You know, back in the biblical days, you know, Caesar was the one that started those taxes. And now here they are still in force today. And I really don't think it's fair at all. It's ridiculous. So this whole country is built on a lie. It was founded on a lie. So America, whole America is a big, big, fat lie, everybody. So for those of y'all that still become, oh, America is a great country, no, it's not, okay? We have countries overseas that people go to college for free. They get free college education. Here, you got to pay for college. And we're supposed to be the richest country in the world, but yet we cannot provide a free college education for everybody. Why do you have to pay for college? You don't pay for school unless it's a private school, okay? But other than, or a Catholic school, so college should be free. And I can just go on and on and on, DJ Chill, you know I can, you know, but it's just so sad. So this is the country that we live in, people, those of you that live in America, this is where we live.
Well,
and
I have a
really
comment.
A sad, pathetic country. Huh?
Now let's wait a minute. I got somebody on three-way, right? And hey, young lady. Wait, Joe. Hold up, Joe. Let me bring you in. Now, Chinchilla, I need you to tell everybody how they can follow you and who you are. But no, I'll let O do that. But we're going to go to a track after we let my boy talk to you real quick. Kill, introduce yourself to Princess Chinchilla. And the topic is, what kind of person are you? And what do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies? But you have something to say to her real quick, because she's very influential with conversational pieces. So go ahead, Kill. Speak your mind.
I'm enjoying the conversation, and I'm a piggyback off what you were saying. And I just always grew up, if you don't work, you don't eat. And I understand it's a disparity between, you know, middle class, rich, and poor. But, you know, there's a lot of us out here that just think things are going to come to them without, you know, no sweat and tears and blood. And this country wasn't raised. College wasn't free no other time in America. And I agree that they should be giving out some subsidies to help people that's lower income and stuff. But, you know, some of us need to just stop complaining and do the things that we need to do to make ourselves complete. I don't beg for anything. Mm-hmm. I work for what I want. And that's how some of us young men need to get back to that. You shouldn't be out here thinking you're going to take something that somebody else worked for without going through some kind of trouble. Because if you take something from me, you got to work for that. Because I work for what I want and what I need. And that's just my little click. And it was a pleasure.
Kill. No, we ain't doing that. You got to tell them where you from. I know you from my part of town.
I'm from uptown.
Now, wait a minute now. I'm going to get it funky with you. Because since you opened up your mouth, Brother O want to say something before we do the track. And we let Chinchilla let everybody know how they can follow her. And, matter of fact, let me do it like this. Hey, can you tell everybody who Chinchilla is? Then piggyback on the conversation that this brother Kill just said.
And I got
Chinchilla
something else I want to say, too.
Okay, and then we'll follow that in line. So, I'm going to mute my phone. Bang.
Well, first of all, I want Chinchilla to say what she has to say. Our, of course, our news anchor here at WBNN. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, I just want to say, what Kill was saying. I believe that I don't believe in handouts, okay? I'm a Republican. I don't believe in all the handouts that the Democrats give to black people to keep them, and it's like enabling them, and they always looking for handouts. I don't believe in that. I do believe that college should be free simply because it's an education. And, you know, with the blacks that do go to college, and not even just blacks, everybody, they are left with these hefty student loans and everything else, and a lot of people, they are still paying them for the rest of their lives. So I think here in America, college needs to be free. And I do believe everybody should work for what they get. But as far as a college education, it should be free for all. That's all I had to say.
That ain't all she has to say. That she's just, you know, leaving it there. My brother, you have anything else to say very quickly so I can fetch away?
Oh, I agree 100%. And, you know, usually a person with a college education, they usually make between 10 to 20,000 more than the average, you know, just a laborer. So change your pay scale from $13,000 a year, like the average hardworking man. I will only speak for myself because I'm a man. But I know I made more money in the pandemic than I did working. which is
retarded. Right, I gotta go there. First of all, I want to thank the brother that came on, as well as Chinchilla. It's a shame that you said that you made not for you, but it's a shame for others that made a lot of money through stimulus, and no one came together. Hold on, let me speak. I know you're agreeing, but I want to hear myself clear. No one came together to build a dynasty amongst each other. A whole neighborhood could have took that money and invested in something that was prudent. a lot of money has been wasted. And now, since that money has been wasted, now people are being, you know, they're becoming desperate. And you're seeing, you know, now the Grand Theft Auto's out there. You know what I mean? Come on now, that's the video game. Because let me tell you something, mm-hmm. you get to the wrong person's car, you're going to get shot because, like Will got always said all the time, I'm from California. So I'm built that way to look for carjackers, okay? I've lived through that in the 80s. There's a young kid coming up, gun right next to me as I'm driving. Be careful of the old heads, young people, because I'm telling you, you will get shot. All right, now, on that note, and going back to economics, and I gotta hear myself clearly. I'm going to put everybody on mute. Charity starts at home. It really starts at home. How we teach as parents. That's our problem these days is parenting. We got to be better. We got to do better. When Ray Ray and Shay Shay get shot in the streets, no one is marching. Go outside and put your ear to the gravel. You hear quietness. The only time you hear anything break is when the gunshot goes off in the middle of the night or the middle of the day. But no one marches for the children. Come on now. Listen, I'm a Nigerian globetrotter. I've been around the world and around the country, and I've lived it in my own community. There's no way in the world I'm allowed something to happen like that in my community. Period. Point blank. Everyone talks about, you know, the BLM and all that. That's wonderful, especially when it comes down to white supremacy. I get that. But are we truly relevant in our own communities, not neighborhoods? That's our problem, too. That's too many neighborhoods and not more communities. And so, you know, we got to do better with that. When people are young, who bring forth the seeds in our community? They're being killed and murdered, especially our young men. Our young black men, okay? All around the world, you hear me right now. I said what I said. Our young black men. It's not about, you know, we got to do better. And it takes the old head to do that. We got to do better. Now, I'm going to bring Will of God and the brother back on so I can introduce to you, you know, to all of you that don't know, the young lady that was just on the line is not only our deputy commissioner of Omni Dynasty, helping out Ebony Dawn Starks, but also she's the 2021 Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year. Her name is Chinchilla J. Now, Chinchilla, talk about, you know, your next show right here on these WBNN stations.
Okay, thanks, brother. My next show is Sunday night at 9:30 p.m., and Sunday night we're going to be featuring different cases from last year. And in 2020, and we're going to have updates. And some of these cases y'all don't want to miss because these updates on these cases, some of them are good updates and some of them are not so good. And it's just going to expose more corruption as to why some of these cases were denied parole and denied commutation. It's just really, really crazy. So it's a show that you don't want to miss on Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN.
Get in where you fit in, Chinchilla. I love it. And, of course, Will of God.
Hey, Chinchilla, thanks for calling in, girl, and Kill. Yeah, I got you on my three-way, so you got to understand you got to mute your phone because we can get the background noise if you're playing your music or whatever might be happening. And I'm going to try to keep you on so you can hear the rest of the show. But we're going to go to a track because I know we got my homie that's sitting right next to you. He probably pressed one. He want to get down, too. But this brother that's better known as Brother O, we also call him DJ Olaskin. And then he also calls himself the Honey. Oh, my God. Y'all don't know how many bees he got in America, but damn it. Yo, DJ Olaskin, give him the beat. Give him the beat. Not the beat.
Listen, man.
Give him the beat.
I am, because of my mama, I am the Nigerian globetrotter, y'all. Area code.
I got pro. In different area codes. Area code.
just tell them 7-0 and 4-0-4. I'm worldwide, act like y'all know. It's the abominable man, Globe Trot International Postman, neighbor dope man. 718-202s, I send small cities and states IOU. 901, matter of fact 305, I'll jump off the G4, we can meet outside. So control your hormones and keep your drawers on, till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones. 312-313, 215-803, I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres. 10 on pump 1 needs to self-serve. 757-410, my cell phone just overload.
I got pro.
In different area code.
Area
code.
Pro.
In different area code.
Area
code.
Now every day is a holy day, so stop the violence and put the f*** away. Geek. Today. 504-972-713, what you gon' do? You checking out the scene, I'm checking out the nine. With perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201, too much green, too much fun. I bang in Bangkok, can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Think not, I'm the thriller in Manila, in Hong Kong. Pimp them like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a coke and a smile, I just pick up the mother phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big sack, I'm slanging this like a new jack.
Is it cause they like my gangster wall?
Gangster wall.
Is it cause they like my gangster tall?
Gangster tall.
Is it cause they like my handsome face?
Handsome face.
Shout out to the 206, everybody in the 808. Ha, ha. 216-702-414, 317-214, and the 281-334-205. I see y'all. 318 and the 601, 203-804-402, 301-904-407-850-708-502.
Yay, yay, yay. Welcome to T-Town with your true friend, Willa Die. Wow. Hey, mute your phone if you want three-way with me, dog, because if you doing a, that ain't cool right now. Look, people that's listening, dial that number 516-453-9133. Press 1 just to get on the air. You know the topic is, yo, what's that coughing noise? Who is, yo, why you keep coughing, man? I said mute your phone. You're on three-way. I can hear you cough. God, key, cool, bacha, bacha. Listen, man, like I said, the topic is, what kind of person are you, and what do you really want to be in 2022, your truth or their lies? I know we got a call in the queue, and I hope it keeps coming, so let's keep them pumping. Hey, yo, welcome to Two Tower. Who am I speaking to now?
Hey, peace and blessings, Brother Will.
Oh, my God. Last time I had you on my show, it was a story to be told. Sister Betsy, welcome back to America and home. The difference is they changed the sponsors. Now Brother O is his own. He created his own and made it his own, because now we ain't dealing with looking glass at the table anymore. We got W. Boy, I tell you, he's doing big things. He
He about to change America if he can make somebody sing. You know he used to be in the choir. No, I don't know if he used to be in the choir. I know his dad just, I don't know. I could tell you his dad going something. He know about God, put it like that. What's up, girl?
Hi, my brother. Well, I'm gonna tell you who I am.
Wait. Let me before you
okay.
say that. Before you say that, I want you to make
yes.
sure you understand what I'm about to do to you. I'm gonna make you hurt their feelings because after
okay.
you tell them who you is, the topic was, what kind of person are you, and what do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies, and you already fell right in line with it. But I just wanted them to understand how much you're gonna hurt their feelings. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Well, before she gets a chance to talk, she is Mr. Will of God, the 2021 Anna Waddell Award winner, new, you know, the only host of the year, as well as the nominee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. The author, Sister Bessie the Truther. How about that, Bess?
All right. Okay. Far as myself concerned, I believe in introducing the world to the hidden, because there's many things that are hidden from us as a people on this planet. I like to reveal that you need to read. You need to search for yourself. I believe in speaking the truth. I believe that we should never give up. I believe that we should be fighters, and that's what I continue to be. And even if you fall, you get back up and fight again. So my goal is to enlighten people and keep their minds focused on the truth and to reveal the smiling faces, because there are many smiling faces out there, but that don't mean that they are for you. They can smile and deceive you. So that's my job, to reveal the enemies to the people on the planet. That's my job.
Yo, you just smacked them. Lady, you want to tell them how they could follow you also. Because goodness gracious, I'm glad you're back on the radio. You should have never left. But goodness gracious, and you better start. Can you call me? Do something. I need to catch up
yes.
with you because your dreams just need to be true.
Yes. Well, I'm on Instagram. I'm not sure how, you know, I'm older, so the Instagram is Bessie Bay, but it's a private account, so you would have to come on there and request to come on my site.
I don't know your site. What's your site?
Bessie Bay, the truther.
Oh, you had Sister Bay the Truth. Okay, I got you. Shoot, that's what I'm talking about. Yo, I'm thanking you so much for calling in, because you already know you the golden child. And
what?
Man, I can't wait to your next show, because all this information is coming out here in this government. It's so nasty. It's so evil.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many lies. But it's cool.
Yes, and we warned them. We warned them about the vaccine, about the lies, and now it's being really revealed. Will, you did it, I did it, and quite a few people on the podcast revealed that truth, and nobody was listening. But we must go on and do what we have to do for this planet. Oh, I wanted to say this. Another reason why I wrote the book was I wanted to open up an indigenous bookstore for children so they could read their own story. That was my goal in writing the book that I wrote. And I will be back on, I believe, March the 4th on the front porch. And my brother, I love you.
Yeah, well, I love you back. My birthday, March 22nd. I'm a real true Aries, so you know I'm going to be a problem every day of my life. It's only the fact that God got me still here, because demons try to kill me. People, they try to try me,
pray me, you me. Some of them just left me the hell alone. But then the car tried to knock me the hell off. I can't believe a car tried to kill me, and it was nothing but an angel that said, mm-mm. And the angel was down with God. So you know I love you back. And my God, we got to watch out for our children because they're on the attack. Because we want to take care of us elderly, being seasoned people. The kids is the one that's going to have to survive. And if they become born-again idiots, God knows what's going to happen to America. Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy. I know we got another caller to kill. Thank you, Sister Bessie. Oh, my God. Hey, caller. Welcome to Tutero. Who am I speaking to now?
Hey, peace, will of God. How you doing?
Damn. We just getting better and better and better. This is like fluid. You ever have fluid and you be like, damn, what could fluid be? Could it be liquid? Could it be water? Could it be, I don't know what else fluid could be. I don't know. But, yo, it's the magic, man. What's up, Hoon? Oh, my God.
Hey, what's up? What's up, will of God? What's up, man of God? I'm sorry, we was both talking at the same time. What was that?
Yo, I'm mad for a fact, right? Because my boy Self came on your show last night. Shout out to Miss Tia's Queen. That was the first time I ever found out that he's going to do his show after his damn birthday on February 14th. I was like, man, you didn't even tell me that. You going to do that like that, man? You poking me. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got to remember who and how I'm supposed to be. But, yo, man, you might as well. First of all, you might as well sing to the women and then give them a dream, but then answer the question, what kind of person are you? Ooh, and where you want to be in 2022? Your dreams or their lies?
All right, here we go. I can pull a rabbit out of a hat, disappear, and return like that because I'm the magic man. Yes, I am. All right, now, what type of person I am? Well, I am the son of the Most High, at least one of many. And of why I'm here is to reawaken people that's been asleep for such a long time. I tried to rebuild some stuff last night. A lot of people didn't catch it live. Definitely catch the archives. Some of us know exactly who and what we are. And this type of knowledge, you're not going to get necessarily from just reading a book. You're not going to get it from being indoctrinated. The only way you're going to get this type of knowledge is when you take time to really, really pray, to meditate, and spend as much time with yourself as possible. See, a lot of times, will of God, you got a lot of people who's afraid to walk a path that's selving travel by the multitude. That's the only way. And here's something else I want you to think about, will of God, as well as the rest of the people. You'll be surprised how many people used to try to argue me down for over 36 years about what happened to me in my personal life. Now, ain't that stupid? You get what I'm saying? Who can debate with anyone about what really, really took place, especially when they receive a calling? And see, this is your show. I could be a little raw, right? And their ass won't dare. So how are they going to try to argue with someone? But bottom line is, you know, we got a lot of people out here that haven't took time to do that. And you know, like most people, it feels good to go to sleep. And most people don't want to wake up out of their sleep. Because if they did, and I'm mainly talking about, you know, to the people who I was primarily sent to, you know, for the reawakening, the real resurrection, right? That's the only way that we'll be able to get ourselves back together, be who and what we are. A lot of the stuff that you see happening today would be pretty much null and void, just like that. It's almost like on one hand people say they want their real freedom, but on the other hand, they don't want to do anything to receive it. And freedom ain't free.
Damn. Ooh, did you? You know what? Why would you smack? You know what? It's like, you remember when Rihanna came up with this song called The Umbrella, and nobody really understand, like, Umbrella.
Yeah.
Ooh, you said freedom. Freedom. I don't think freedom ever going to be free for us. Well, for other people. But for me, since God made me this color, I can't really walk into different establishments the way I want to walk. I mean, I'm allowed to walk, but I don't know if I can walk alone like I want to walk. Like, say if you walk as a black man, like, I'm going to do this the two-day shuffle. Ooh. You're like, oh, nope. That doesn't look right to me. You got to down. Yeah, you know, I don't discriminate. I don't even say nothing. To each his own. But everybody got a different walk, and everybody got a different thought. And what I was telling everybody right now is, if you look at how the government is moving, they want to transform your thinking. They don't want you to think. They don't want you to pray. But soon, they're not going to want you to have a thought. Ew! I'm sorry. I did not mean to say that.
No,
man. Hey, man, you better tell me something, man. Because I want to know, you go ahead and tell my nigga. Go ahead, what you going to say? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just want to add on to the bill right quick because I didn't want to be misinterpreted. All of us who've called and sent into the world have to walk a path that's not traveled pretty much by anyone, especially when you receive a calling on your life. But that don't necessarily mean, I mean, I definitely walk with you. You a will of God and a man of God. I walk with DJ Olasky. I walk with my sisters, Mother Sister Bessie, you know, Hall of Famers, lifetime achievers like Jerry Petito. You understand? But I'm just saying, so if an individual walk on one hand and you walking with the multitude on the other hand, the only thing I'm saying is, in order for to receive the type of knowledge that I have been sharing with the world for over 36 years, you cannot get this. Even though I went there and got my documentation and all of that, I did that. But I did that for a lot of people who feel like you can't get this type of knowledge unless you get indoctrinated by somebody. But some of the greatest people, get this, Will, that the world has acknowledged didn't get indoctrinated by somebody's seminary or somebody's university. You get what I'm saying? And it comes straight from heaven. Anyway, one more thing. One more thing I want to say. When I say freedom ain't free, on the other hand, here's the other thing I want to haul off. And I got some big hands. Anybody look at my pictures. I want to haul off some pimp slaps somebody with this here. A lot of times people, especially our people, still expect people to give us something. Like they won't let us. So they won't let us. First of all, it ain't their choice. It's not their choice. It's not about other people letting us do nothing. But if we take time to do what we're supposed to do and take full control of our mind, our body, our soul, and our spirit, there's nothing any enemy in any form could do anything to us. But again, who's really, really ready to take that stand like that, will of God? Anyway, other people might be wanting to get through. I'm known as the Magic Man. My show was on last night. I am the Hall of Fame unanimous. Class of 2020, the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner, class of 2018 and 2020. And, you know, I'm just here to do my thing, okay? And show my
Wait, man, you ain't going to do it like that. No, we're going to do it. We're going to let O do it the right way. Hey, O, who
All
is
right.
this man?
Well, he said it very, very eloquently, but, of course, he is the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner, Orny Host of the Year. WBNN Host of the Year. You know, everybody get it, you know, it's no confusion. And, you know, we're on a different level right now. But, however, this man here unanimously win 7-0 as the Internet Wonder. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, the Magic Man Haru, the outstanding man, Huni Bach Atun, out of Nam. If you don't understand it, ask him.
Hey,
love
Hulu, where
me,
you
love
next
your
show,
Hall of
man.
Fame two time. Love you, Hall of Fame Hulu, two time, and I
show,
definitely
man.
Love you, will of God. Looking forward to
show, man.
Hey, looking forward. Hey, this is 2-0 double deuce, man. I'm looking forward to traveling. I'm a traveling man, of course. I'm looking forward to, you know, being there in person at the same place and time in the future. Okay?
Mo, when's your next show, man? Tell him, man.
Oh, 30 evenings. 30 evenings from last night. And it's hot off the press. I had one of the greatest, one of the best to ever do it during our term and time. The legend herself, Your Highness, as I call her, Miss T is Queen. But definitely download that, pass it on, y'all. Okay?
Yo, I thank you for calling, man. This show is like, you ever had cereal without milk? You're like, damn, can I use water? Nope, get the milk. Thank you, Doug. We're going to go to this track. Yo, DJ Alaska, this is what you're going to do, man. Bring the beat back.
I got a big stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old... Fill my cup, looter choke smoke in a big black truck. Sit out wild, I don't want act like my rims ain't clean. How you gon' act like my neck don't bling? Haters get sprayed like Afro Sheen, but they don't ever really wanna pop them thang. Kang Kang, Sugar Man, looter don't go. And I stop that I like pulled off so slow. But I'm out for the night, so pass that drove. So daddy come home in a Cadillac Brome.
Cadillac Brome?
Now don't it sound absurd? Claim Collie Park where they flip them birds. Trick car alarms didn't bend them curves. Top, top, chunk it up, fat man. I got a big stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old system on blast. Cops just passed. Just seen a big old it's illegal, but the plants in my backyard grow. That's my smoke till you drop out. That's my love. Keep a couple roll and I hit the club in the back door. What? Act like I don't make clouds. How you gon' act like I don't get loud? How you gon' act like I don't rock crowds and leave a lot of people with a gap tooth smile? If I recollect right, then you sound like dirt. But I guess what you don't really know don't hurt. With a vest and a pump, hear the sock squirt. My folks on the block, man, they got that word.
They got that word.
Don't it smell so good? In Southwest where they rep that hood. Protect your chest, they up to no good. And come through floss and they wish y'all would. I got a big stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old system on blast. Cops just passed. Just seen a big old worldwide hustlers. Get that dough, work that tip. Get rid of evidence, move that. Keep a D eagle with an extra. Think it ain't so? Act like I just do raps.
How you gon' act like I just ain't strapped? How you gon' act like I don't push lax?
Black Eldorado fifth wheel on back. 50 finger trigger man, looter don't squeeze. But I'ma make them say please. And I'm back on the block till the cops say freeze. And I'm so high I think I got a nosebleed.
Got a nosebleed?
Don't it smell so sweet? In Decatur where they pack that heat and rob neighbors in the night creep creep. I'll see you later, we'll be in them streets. I got a big stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old system on blast. Cop just passed. Just seen a big old I got a big stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old
Y'all don't get this, man. I'm just telling y'all,
Y'all don't even have an understanding. Everything is happening spontaneously. I'm letting God move. I don't know who won't come on next, but if you just turned in just now and you caught the fluid, welcome to the water. Now, I don't know how much holiness is this water, but it's damn enough knowledgeable. It's daggone sure enough in your ear. And I'm going to be sending this information to y'all on Facebook, Instagram, after the show's over. Don't worry about that. You're going to catch it. You're going to learn me today. And I ain't that damn Kevin Hart, even though they want me to meet him. I'm not no comedian, but damn sure I know how to make you laugh if I feel like it. I ain't even do nothing about daggone other people yet. But I got more callers in the building, and this is Too Daryl, and I'd like for you to dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 if you love to get on the air. Don't be the square. They used to say, hey, you're the square from Delaware. But Delaware changed. They became presidents of the United States. They got, never mind. That's a whole story not to tell. I don't want to do that. I'm so ignorant. But if you want to do something real good, tell me about yourself. What kind of person are you? And what do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies? You can pick and choose. That's how life is. Everybody gets a turn. But you're allowed to pick and choose which way you want to burn. You know, they said it in the Bible, too. They said, look, y'all. The Bible didn't say it like that, but I'm just saying that. I'm just emphasizing extra credits. Bible like, look, you can be all you want to be. You don't got to join the army of the United States. You can join the army of the Lord. And all we're going to do is give you a choice. You could be evil or you be good. You could be a negative spirit. What positive spirit? You be that great energy or that negative energy. You could be whatever. It's clever. Problem is that you? Or you just following somebody who's trying to let you be them? Don't get into a cult. And that court is like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to kill everybody. We're going to lick their blood. And then we're going to do something else next year. Don't do that. Because once they start following the line and start saying, hey, we ran out of people. We might want to tap into your family. Can we kill them, please? And you're looking like, excuse, wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this. That means how is my name going to keep moving? And how is... What? You want to kill who? Well, people don't realize that because they get a renewing of their mind. The renewing of your mind is supposed to be a positive change, not a demonic change. Think about who you are, yo. Don't talk about me. Talk about you, because the mirror is going to stare at you if you allow it to look at you. Listen, you walk by a mirror, right? And the mirror, you're like, what the hell? But if you ever look at your shadow, some people are scared of their shadow. If they hide, oops, sorry, wrong ones. Now they mad at me like, why are you telling? I'm sorry. Oops. Anyway, welcome, Carla.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, welcome to the deal. Who am I?
I'm telling you.
Who am I speaking to now? I got to call in the building. God got it. That's great. Hello?
Call you on the line right now. All right, there we go.
Hello?
Hey.
Willa,
hey, how you doing? Who am I speaking to? Who this?
Hey, what's going on, Will? This is Dominique, a.k.a. the Congressman of Mount Airy, Philadelphia. What's going on, baby?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, you were sitting right next to Kill. Now we got both of y'all on the daggone show, so I know you're going to be like, You'll listen to this show. People, this is my doggy, right? And y'all don't even know, right? This brother, he did some stuff way back in the day in the music business. You got to tell him about that. Now he's a politician. You got to tell him about that. And before you go into those things, I just want to hear what you want to say is, what kind of person are you? And what do you want to do? I don't know my damn topic. Wait a minute. Let me look at it. Hold up. Let me see. I said, wait a minute. I got to read it. Oh, yeah. What, you know, you ever look at the phone and the phone mess up your eyes? You got to put the phone back so you can see it. You'd be far sighted or this sided. I got to put the phone away. So I can't put it up close. Like, you ever see an old head, they put the phone real close to your eyes. You're like, damn, that nigga can't see. He got the glasses on, and be like, "Too right in your face." Maybe, and they like, "For real, dude, back the damn phone up." But so I'm gonna say it. What kind of person? Oh God, what kind of person are you? And what do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies? Talk to me.
Hey, man, I'm a good person at heart, you know what I mean? That's the way I see myself. For instance, right before I just came in the house, me and B was chilling, and I stopped at a restaurant to grab something to eat, right? And right before I boarded, I looked down, I just found a credit card, you know what I mean? It has a lady's name on it, you know what I mean? So, you know... my man was like, "Oh, God's buying us dinner tonight, baby." And I was like, "Nah, we're not going to do that." You know what I mean? I'm going to try to look on Facebook or Instagram and see if I can find out who this car belongs to and return it to him. You know what I mean? And that's the good side of me. The other side of me, man, is about recreating myself, reinventing myself. You know what I'm saying? Just when you said some of the things I did, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I do to try to stay on top. So, like, I'm basically like, I'm what you want me to be. You know what I'm saying? That's what you'll get from me, whatever you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? It can be smooth and easy, or it can be rough and hard. You know what I mean? Whatever pleases you, that's what it's going to be.
Yo, now tell us something. Give him a brief synopsis of what you was when you were doing the music field, and now how it feels to be a politician. And I think Brother O might want to talk to you because, you know, he loved that politician stuff anyway. And we got another call in the queue, and probably another call in the queue. Dial the number 516-453-9133. People, press the 1 if you want to get on the air, but damn it, go ahead, brother.
In the music business, you know, I started off DJing, you know what I mean, in high school, going by the name of Sweet Skeet. You know what I mean? The Philadelphia area, started Nars Town, remember Circus City and all those clubs around Philly, you know what I mean? Then I hit radio with Lady B on WHAT AM radio. Lawrence LeBron kicked it off with the master mixes on 105.3 on DAS. I started doing master mixes on 98.9 FM, you know, with Lady B. And, you know, I was on the hip-hop scene. Then from there, I went on to look for talent and own several record companies. You know what I mean? Under Soundmaker Records in New Jersey. If you look me up, if you Google Dominic Skeet Mathis, you'll see the, like, 6 or 7 record labels I had. A couple hits in England and Europe and all that. You know what I mean? Hit the charts in the United States. Did that. Was influential in a lot of the... the original hip-hoppers like Run-DMC, LL Cool J, Beastie Boys worked alongside of a lot of those rappers, you know what I mean? Schoolie D, Vet Money, J.D. Crush, a lot of people, you know what I mean? Then I started doing promotions. I had the whole East Coast on the promotions, getting DJs to play records, you know what I mean? That's a different story. You start talking about payola and all that, it's another show. But I did that work alongside the people that had Jazzy Jeff and Wolf Smith. when they were first on Word Up Records. I had the original first copy of the record, the album that was printed by them. Not by them, but by the owners of that company. I had the first record that started their career off, the album. You know what I mean? If you look on any album that's on any of the record labels, you'll see, I think they have like 14 tracks on them. Mine has 15. You know what I mean? It had one extra track on the original one. And, you know, it just moved from there. Then after that, you know, did a couple of things and then moved to politics, man. It was about helping the community, you know what I'm saying? Seeing what we can do to help each other, you know what I mean, move on. You know, it's messed up because, you know, black people are here in America, man. This is a land that was built on racism, violence, rape, you know what I mean, pillaging, plundering, you know what I mean? You can't walk around with a sign on a piece of paper with some writing on it, you know, marching like we've been doing for 400 years and get anything accomplished. And nothing has got accomplished here in America. You know what I mean? They let you see a black person in a presidential office with puppet strings on them. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that we're there. The white man still runs this land, and we're still oppressed. You know what I'm saying? And the only way that's going to be taken to a different level is by the means of what this country was built on, you know? But I'm not trying to start here. I'm just, you know, speaking my mind.
Yo, hold up, man. Yo, you so ignorant. How good it could follow you? Because Brother O want to say something to you real quick. I just called Yvette Money real quick on three-way. She said she's going to try to call me back before the show's over. And then I said, you know what, let me call Schoolie D. So he must be doing something because he went to answer things. So I'm going to text him because I forgot to text him. But every time people say different names, you spark something in me. And I just say, let me just call him. I might call Chuck Buck. But no, I should call Cash too. I don't know. Look, hey, how can they follow you? And oh, I know we got a caller, but oh, go ahead. How can they follow you, man?
You said how can they what?
Follow you. You got a Cash App? You finally can follow you.
If you can follow me, my email, dmathis025@gmail.com. dmathis0725@gmail.com. Like I said, look me up, know my history if you want to come at me. Dominic D.
Now, wait a minute. Brother O about to come in and talk to you. You want to say something to you before we bring in the, other callers. But how hard is it becoming? How hard is it becoming? Like, how long have you been a politician? And is it very hard to be one? Is it oh my God? Like, how is that, man?
It's dedication, man. Anything you put dedication into, you should succeed. You know what I'm saying? Making the connection, and like they said, you got to walk before you crawl. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, putting in the work, you know what I mean? Staying on the scene, networking, you know what I mean? And, you know, wanting to help. And you will succeed, you know? I started off by, like, you know, working the polls, you know what I'm saying? Doing things in the community for free, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't a money aspect, you know what I mean? And then eventually those things will come to light, you know what I mean, as you keep moving on, you know, from the people that are out there that, you know, are influential and that will reach down to you to try to pull you up because you're trying to help other people, you know. Just staying away from the negativity, man, staying positive and being around positive people.
Well, look, hey, oh, say something to Doug.
Well, first of all, you know, listen, man, you know, I really appreciate you. My cousin is Bobby Dance. I know, you know, I'm like the will of God. I ain't got to go in and talk about people I know because I'm just great. So I don't have to do all that. But, you know, going back up there in Jenkintown, okay, back in the day when, you know, MC Ludacris and, you know, DJ Miz did their thing on the radio. How about that? You remember that? You know, trouble, right? But shout out to Bobby Dance.
Cousin Bobby, wait a minute. Your cousin is Bobby Dance?
I already said it. Going back to...
I was at Bobby's mom's house, man, doing some work with Bull Frank, man.
down north, man. Dad, that's what's up, boy. Cause Bobby is my dog, man, from back in the day.
Bobby,
but you know, I hope you get out,
Bobby.
You know, we're looking out for you, homie. Go ahead, oh, keep on talking.
So basically, you know, into politics, you know, being a grassroots person, like you said, you know, not doing it for the lucre or, you know, the big word, right? Money.
Right.
Trying to help
right.
people. Trying to help people and change people. And I always say this on these WBN stations that, you know, you either touch people or change people either positively or negatively. When you get into the conversation mm-hmm. with folk, it's not always going to be positive or negative. You know, it's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is, you know, it's, you know, seeing whatever they articulate from what you're saying out your mouth. But, of course, mm-hmm. it always should be love at the end of the conversations. So
yes.
when it comes to the politics, that's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The politic, right? The science of changing minds. You know, the
mm-hmm.
science of bringing people together. That's what true politics
mm-hmm.
is, you know, supposed to be about. And
right.
another thing, too. A lot of times, you know, people always have, you know, the right way of doing things. You know, trying to help the community, trying to bring resources into the community. And sometimes, man, when that letter comes, you know, with that money, it's all about
mm-hmm.
can you check yourself at that time? Will you go and be bought or, you know, in your turn? And I've seen a whole lot of people, brother, you know, that ended their
yeah.
term saying, I'm not going for that. You know, okay, I'm here for the 2 or 4 years. I'm not doing that. I will go back being a private citizen and trying to make things happen. So, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, people that
yep.
are your family, a lot of times you'll get a chance to talk to them a lot. And, you know, and in that situation, you always got to stay steadfast with your family. You know, charity starts at home. And you can't
yep.
do anything outwardly unless you have the right, you know, basis. And I always know with what we do here at WBNN is that we try to have a family, you know, atmosphere. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've been blessed to have, you know, 25 different hosts with 25 different ways and opinions. Will of God is unique and special.
Yes.
There's no one like him.
Yes.
And, you know, that's a wonderful thing. And for him to have people to respect him to come on this radio tonight, that's very, very important. A lot of times your friends and your family forget you.
Exactly.
They don't want to even own up to you. They'll tell you, I don't know them. They'll tell you that they do know them. And it's crazy. You know, Will of God, it's crazy. You know what I'm talking about. People deny you, even your own people that live in your house
yeah.
for a couple of times, right, will deny you and deny you access to things that you're not supposed to, you know, that you're supposed to have already. And you'll say, I don't know him. Wait a minute. I brought seeds in the world. What do you mean you don't know me? Why are you, you know, casting me aside? You know, no, you should not have brought me on this network tonight, Will of God, because I want to talk. You know,
yeah.
well, you got people in this network. Okay? Will of God, I'm going here. Have family and friends as hosts, brother politician, that won't even support their own family on the network. You know that there's a Honey Baca Queen. You know there's a Jerry Pacito. You know there's a Joseph Mars Kemp. You know there's a Will of God. You know there's a OSK. Shout out to my cousin Fajine back home in Nigeria. She always supports. Shout out to Shafina and Bilal back in Compton, California, where I was, you know, agitating the gravel. But however, you have people that will not even support you on WBNN. They won't even call in so-called friends. Huh, my God? So-called friends. You hear shows, Will?
Yeah.
Where are you guys? I'm calling you out. You know, are you a bastard? Are you a bastard child? Are you part of the family?
Nope.
I'm going to call you out right now. People that don't support, you know, the hosts are on, you know, on these, you know, only dynasty, still only dynasty, but still, WBNN, you're bastard childs to me. Where's the family? How come you don't support family? Where are you? So don't get on here on Facebook and Instagram talking about I love your show. We don't even call.
Right.
Man, you know what I mean? You're Paca Sousa. You know, like I say in the Spanish. You're not excrement to us. Come on, family. Come on, friends. Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
We're great anyway, because we got tens of millions of people. They don't even know us and call in. Man, I'm out, man. I ain't no more to say, man. You know what I mean? Kiss my ass.
Yo, hey, Ski, man, I know we got another call in the building that's ready to come on next and everything, and as respect to the people out there, because you got to know, y'all, I can't call everybody's show, but I try, and y'all probably like, oh, you're paying favoritism. No, man, I got to pay $10 for 1,000 minutes, and I miss Angela's show because I ran out of damn minutes, and there's a lot of people.
No, Will, it's not about you. We're not talking about only dynasty participation. I'm talking about people that know us. Let me talk. People that know us are our family and friends. Not only dynasty, we all do a great job. No, the Word of God calls in when he can. We're not talking about that. I'm pissed off. No, he should. Well, he should have. Will God, you know, he poked the bear. I'm talking about people that claim to be family that listen to this show right now and listen to all the shows at WBNN after all these years, right? It says 2013, and you won't even support your father. You won't even support your brother. You won't even support your sister, your cousin, whatever you call them, best friends, BFFs. Y'all ain't shit.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you.
You're absolutely right, man. You know what I mean? I know you're not supposed to mix politics and religion, but that's what they say. The prophet will be hated in his own land. You know what I mean? And that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Not being supported. That's why I did not mention Facebook or I did not mention Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Those are so mediatized, you know what I mean? I don't really deal with that, you know what I mean? I have a page from when I first started off with people, but then I've been off of that for like 3-4 years, you know what I'm saying? But the support of our own is very important, and like you said, it's not given, you know what I mean? You can find out who's real and who's not real, you know what I mean? But like Brother O said, the support that you get.
Yo, I thank you for calling, man. Shoot, I can't wait to talk to Kill. Hey, look, man. Yo, 20, you already know what time it is. This is getting crazy. Hey, thanks, man, because we got another caller. Because I don't know what people are doing, but they could dial the number 516-453-9133. Press 1 and just get on the air. Ooh, the topic is, what kind of person are you and what do you really want to be for 2022? Your truth or their lies? Oh, Lord. Hey, welcome to Truth Arrow. Who am I speaking to now?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hi. Wait a minute.
I just
that's Antonio
say,
back. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, how you feeling, little guy?
Yo, I'm so black.
You know,
I'm incredible.
Day to day.
I don't know.
Some
I'm just like, you ever have margarine?
Yeah.
Which one do you like better, margarine or butter?
You see, I better make this fast because I'm just using a low battery signal. And
But which one you like better, margarine or butter?
I don't have a preference.
What kind of person are you, and what do you really want to be in 2022? Your truth or their lies? Speak to me.
Well, you know, I think I'm a sharing person. You know, if I have some information I got from a source, and especially if it's a source that I can quote, I share it, you know. And I'm a respectful person. Well, there's a saying that goes on in the Bible. Since you know the Bible so well, honor thy mother, thy father, thy days will be long. Well, I do honor mine, and I will say if anything happened to them, I honor them for the fact that I know they would see me, you know, pretty much be safe and to be out here amongst anybody that don't mean me any good, I would think, you know. And so I'm sharing and I'm respectful. I can say that much. And in 2022, I haven't mapped out my whole idea of what I would like to accomplish before the year's out, but I have a few little things that I was hoping to accomplish. So I don't have that one to give to you just yet. We'll talk one day.
Shoot, amen. Look, I thank you for calling in. It's been a very blessed night. You know, my day's been extraordinary, but, you know, I just give that to the Lord. But, hey, oh, can you tell everybody who this young lady is before I go in on them?
Yeah, man. First of all, I'm going to let you go in the last part. I'm going to go into Engrossing Time, and it's going to be all about will of God. First of all, that is the 2020 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee for the wonderful Antonia Bass, our most tenured host. And we, you know, hey, Will, you ready for this one? We're gonna be celebrating her, man, on the 27th day of February 2013. She came on. Her next show, man, is her 9th anniversary, man, and we cannot wait to celebrate the great Antonia Bass, man, who's been here, seen him come and seen him go. And what more can I say? Now I'm going to Ngozi time, Will. And I'm going
to
keep
shout
working
out
on
Wonder Gray.
Yeah, man.
Shout
well, first
to
of all,
Gray,
you know, listen. Well, no, I'm sorry. She's on a show called Informational Guru, which will be on one Monday from this Monday, 9:30 Eastern Daylight and Standard right here on WBNN. I'm going to keep Will of God on here because Will of God's my brother. He got my back. I meant what I said. I meant every single word that I said. We got 25 hosts. 25 hosts on this network. We got people calling around the world. People are calling in, right, Will, that we don't even know, right, to call on this show. And we don't have family and friends support. It's a travesty. And I've been holding back too long, you know. And ain't nothing going to happen because I said it, because you're going to love me anyway, going to kiss my ass anyway, and call into the next show that's Chinchilla Jonesia right here at News 4. We got to do a better job of, you know, representing our family and so-called friends. Are you, like what God said all these years, friends, enemies, or so-called frenemies? What's going on? I don't get it. And I got to stand up as CEO of this great dynasty, story dynasty, and say that, yeah, I said it. Don't hate my host. Hate me. And what God know who I am? I don't want your love. I never wanted your love. I always wanted you to hate me. Guess what? Your hatred built a network. It built a dynasty. That's why we're great right now. That's why we have tens of millions of callers every single night. Because of your hatred. I love it. And continue to bite your tongue till it bleeds. And that's what I have to say. And on Sunday night, we come back on these ONE stations with the great anchor, Chinchilla Jonesia. And, of course, News Forum right here, you know, on WBNN right here, radio out of Lagos. And hold on, Will, if you got to mute yourself real quick. But, you know, we do a great job on a constant basis for all of you guys. You know, countless work, tireless work. Don't ever take our hosts for granted, just like Will of God, every month. We want you to support every single host in their individual endeavors, whether it's Venmo or Cash App, whatever you need to do, support them because they deserve it. You know, Sister Bessie the Truther and her outstanding authorship, when she's ready, she'll come back on here to be able to, promote her book. Support her. Go out and buy the book. It's there. You know where it is. You know where the book is, you folk that did it. You know where the book is. Go get it. And then go get the new book. Do what you have to do. Because she deserves it. She deserves that monetary value. Another person, Huni Bakatung, who's been on this network for years, he's told you he's coming out with the Lost Book of Huni. When that comes out, you're going to be changed and deranged. And not only that, you will be elevated in another level. You got to be changed and deranged for you to be able to get it. That's a lost book of honey. Antonia Bass has come out with a book. Support her and what she's going to do. Support WBNN because I said so. News Forum, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these WBNN stations. And, of course, WBNN has advertising, which is Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're Ngozi Time at Instagram and Twitter. Ole Dele Malay Ngozi at Facebook. And also, any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, oledele.ngozi@mygmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio producer in Shrani, 2019 disc jockey in Shrani, but most importantly, and I know you'd love me, I'm still your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay Ngozi, saying goodnight, good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio, supports on a constant basis. Well, God, I'm going to let you go, man. You got 4 minutes, man. Don't get cut off. You got 4 minutes left to go to the program, and I'm going to shut up right now. Go.
All right, I'm going to go crazy, y'all. People, check me out. Follow me on YouTube at 2 Will of God, the number 2, 2 Will of God, or on YouTube at DJ Space Chill 322. Or just check me on my own damn network, sound_city_radio at www.talkshoe.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm CEO too, but don't worry about it. Now, what I want to say to y'all is new thoughts and why. Now, you got to remember this. Watch what you tell a certain woman. Because too much information from you, of you, damn when, too much information from you, of you, could lead to her manipulation and newfound control of you. Now, that could be vice versa, because a man could do that to a woman, too. So don't get it twisted. But I'm just talking because I'm a man, I love women. Anyway, and then you got to remember, where you thought you was going is where you're going to be. I've been writing stuff down. I said, part-time facts could be natural disasters, only because you're still missing facts. And for certain individuals, they will always learn to believe a lie. I don't know what I was thinking. Then I said, you may use common sense, but if you can't, what I say, if you can't believe it, I don't know what I said. But look, here's the best part about life, and I'm going to go at y'all. Super thoughts. Make sure if you believe that you should receive respect, then make sure that the people that are truly close to you know and learn to respect you. Now, if they don't respect you or don't want to respect you, understand why, or is it they really don't believe in their minds or eyes that you should deserve respect? Ooh, I didn't mean to say that. Here we go. Question. Do I deserve what I receive? And if so, why me? And who wants to do or treat me as such? Is it in my best interest or in or they just feel like doing it for their best interest? Understand what I just said? Here you go. You will only get disrespected by people if you totally allow it. Know your worth and change that negative atmosphere, period. Be around positive, energetic people. Do you understand what I'm saying, people? If you be around positive, energetic people, you might be able to change the atmosphere, because if you don't notice, inflation is going up no matter what. They did it back in the day. So if you ask some of the elderly people you know, what happened back in the day? How much did you pay for bread or this or any other? And look what we're looking at. We about to get a rude awakening. There's so much information I wanted to say, but there were so many people that came on and they dropped so much knowledge. I'm so happy that they did, because it made me sit back and say, I ain't going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? So now y'all got to realize, who are you and where you want to be? Until then, I'm going to shut the hell up, because there's a little thing called question. There's a trap of fact or a fact a trap. So I'm going to write this poem in a book called Manipulation of a Trap. Somebody said switch it around. Say trap of manipulations. Till then, I'll talk to you and I'll walk to you, or I'll see you in church. Holler at your boy.